Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new series we're doing as part of our Vegas TMI podcast called What the... I'm Shane.
And I'm Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Shane.
Of course, we're going to continue to bring our longer podcast series each month, but we're going to do a few of these shorter podcasts because we get so many questions.
We do. We get thousands of questions a month from our social media followers. So we thought it would make a fun series as we answer some of them for you. To put scope around it, we answered about 96,000 messages in the past year alone. Shockingly, we do manage to get some sleep.
It's a lot of messages. Yeah, podcasting is our side hustle, so we got to fit these podcasts in wherever we can. What kind of questions are we going to get?
It's going to be all over the place. Whatever we hear from followers about stuff that we can help them with, some will have to do with us, some will have to do with other areas in Las Vegas. But I think as the city, everyone comes to us for clarification and answers on things that sometimes we don't even have any control over, but we try to point people in the right direction.
Yeah, we've got hundreds of thousands of followers across Twitter, Nextdoor, Instagram, Facebook. So we get lots of questions. And we've got the answers.
We do. And, well, hopefully we do. And we also read every single comment and try to get back to residents if they have a specific question or need help with something. So we should have all the answers.
So on Nextdoor, we hear a lot of concerns about public safety. And so much so that we're going to make sure our long-form episode is going to be on public safety, so you can expect that out in July.
Yes. And we actually asked some of our followers on Twitter and Nextdoor what topics we should cover in this very first episode. And some of the results were colorful, to say the least. And with that, we'll jump into our first question, which is the difference between the city of Las Vegas and Clark County.
Okay. A lot of people do not realize that they don't live in city limits. We get this question a lot. Even people that are not living in the city, you know, just tourists, they don't understand the difference between the city and county. We can't show you a map because this is a podcast, but generally speaking, anything north of Sahara Avenue from the Strip through Summerlin is in city limits. The rest isn't, so we don't have the Strip, we don't have all those iconic casinos, we don't have a lot of areas in North Las Vegas.
There's a lot of area that actually doesn't fall into city limits, and I think most people get confused because so many of us have a Las Vegas mailing address, even though we don't, in fact, live in city limits. And I'm a great example of that. I live in the southeast corner of the valley. And while I do have a Las Vegas mailing address, I actually live in unincorporated Clark County. But what exactly does that mean? And we love a good confusing government term like unincorporated. So Shane, what does unincorporated Clark County mean?
It just basically means that Clark County handles your traditional municipal services like sewer, roads, parks, things like that. The city has its own fire service, Las Vegas Fire and Rescue. But we share Metro with the county. We fund the department along with the county at about 60-40. In the county, Clark County Fire would respond if you needed them, but our fire department actually does a lot of work with the county and for North Las Vegas as well. So we can play a fun game called Is This in the City?
Oh boy, I can't wait. Okay, you guys first. Downtown Summerlin, is it in the city?
Yes.
You would be incorrect.
Oh.
It's actually across the street from city limits, so it's actually located in unincorporated Clark County.
Okay, you didn't actually say what I win if I guess correctly. What about the Stratosphere?
Stratosphere, I would say no, because it's on the Strip.
It's actually the only Strip property that is in city limits.
Interesting.
Is it?
What do you think about the Speedway in the north part of town?
That seems far, so I'm going to guess no.
You would be correct. It is not in city limits.
Okay, how about Mountain's Edge Development, wherever that is?
Yeah, so Mountain's Edge, down in the southwest, a really up-and-coming area, lots of development going on around there. We get a lot of questions about this area, too, on social, and it is not in city limits. It's in an unincorporated Clark County.
Wow, see, I'm learning things as we do this. I'm sure I could keep going at this game all day, but the reality is we don't really care where the jurisdiction lines fall. Because we love all of Southern Nevada, and anything good that happens here is good for the entire valley. Tourists, people on social don't care what's in city and what's outside of the city, so we don't care either. We'll help you either way. It's just that we sometimes have to verify where you are in order to be able to help you correctly.
Yep, and we are limited, of course, to matters within city limits. If you actually want our team to be able to respond, you know, to a parking enforcement issue or maybe an issue with a stoplight or streets, but we're always happy to point you in the right direction, so you can always feel free to ask. And if you want to check to see if you do in fact live in city limits and you're not sure, you can check your address at lasvegasnevada.gov/citylimits. And so on to our second question, and we get tons of comments about this, especially during this time of year because it's near 4th of July. What's the deal with illegal fireworks this year?
What is the deal? They're illegal. That's the deal.
But there seems to be a crackdown happening.
Metro and other municipalities have this new initiative, You Light It, We Write It. They're going to crack down on illegal fireworks by urging reports to go to ispyfireworks.com. Instead of calling 911, 311, and tying up those systems, you can go onto the website and put in the information and report fireworks that way so that real emergencies aren't getting moved out of the queue by all these other calls about fireworks.
Yeah, and we get tons of comments. People are really concerned for their animals, and just in general, some neighborhoods get really crazy, and so hopefully more residents are able to use this to help law enforcement agencies stay on top of it this year. So the way they're going to stay on top of it is they've set up multiple special units to investigate the fireworks. The unit consists of one law enforcement officer and one fire inspector. So here in the city, we're going to have 8 different units that are going to be going out throughout the city. And the fire inspector, if they arrive, will confirm the legality of the fireworks and the issue. And they can give a citation up to $1,000, and the person can also face up to 6 months in jail. Disposal fees may also be added as well, and apparently those can really add up.
And what are legal fireworks?
So legal fireworks are the safe and sane fireworks. So they're available at about 100 booths throughout the valley. I'm sure you've seen them. People do fundraisers and different things like that. And most of those, or all of them, you know, they don't go into the air, they don't explode. They've been vetted by our firefighters to make sure that they're not a fire hazard and they're not going to cause injury to the people that are using them.
How am I supposed to impress all my friends if I'm not shooting stuff into the air?
Well, good thing for you, we have lots of free fireworks shows throughout the valley. Oh. So you can find one near you and just go enjoy it there and not put your personal safety in jeopardy or, you know, light someone's house on fire, because it is one of the busiest days of the year throughout the valley for fire departments. And we're also flooded with comments from residents who just really hate fireworks in general. So we think the public's really going to be happy about this, but you can let us know what you think on social media.
Yeah, way to look out for us, Jen. It is a serious issue. Nearly 11,000 people were hospitalized for fireworks-related injuries nationwide last year. Fire departments respond to more than 50,000 fires linked to fireworks. So.
Yeah, and that was across the country. So it's obviously a major problem. There's a lot of communities that don't allow fireworks at all. So I think that officials are trying to figure out what the balance here in Southern Nevada is going to be. And this is going to be the first part of hopefully a long process. So they have to start somewhere, and we'll see how it goes after this year.
So legal fireworks go on sale Thursday, June 28th until 11:59 p.m. on July 4th. Get your legal fireworks, and remember, instead of calling 911 or 311, use ispyfireworks.com to report fireworks in your neighborhood.
Yep, and a good way to be able to spot those again are basically if you can see them or hear them, they're probably illegal. Well, thanks again for joining us on the very first episode of What the on our Vegas TMI podcast series. Were we shorter than normal?
Probably not.
Well, at least we answered some questions, which is a little bit of a different format than what you traditionally see on Vegas TMI. And don't forget to join us for our next episode in July for Vegas TMI, where we're going to dive into public safety and crime in Las Vegas.
You can catch up on past episodes at lasvegasnevada.gov/podcast. Use the hashtag VegasTMI on social media to get in touch with us. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play Music Store, and Spotify.
And thanks again for joining us. We hope to do a few of these shorter podcasts each month to answer your burning questions about life in the city.
Things that make you say, what the?
And want to submit a question? You can email socialmedia@lasvegasnevada.gov. Or shoot us a message on our Facebook page at facebook.com/cityoflasvegas.